In 2008, the Pennsylvania legislature mandated that all electric utilities serving more than 100,000 customers had to switch to smart meters by 2023. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports on what that means for customers.
Sean Case knocks on the door of a modest two-story home on a wooded cul-de-sac in Coriopolis. Case works for Westinghouse Electric Company, and he's here to install a new smart electric meter on behalf of Duquesne Light.
If no one answers the door, we have a door hanger that lets them know what we're doing. Hello, sir. How are you?
An older gentleman answers the door. He didn't want his name or voice on the radio, but he did want Case to be careful of his flowering bush planted just below the electric meter.
Okay, I will be.
It takes less than 10 minutes for Case to remove the old meter and install the new one.
New meter is in. I'm going to remove the jumpers, put the cover back on, put the security lock back on, put a seal on.
He says on a good day, a technician can replace 80 or 90 meters, but that's nothing compared to the 5.8 million smart meters to be deployed statewide over the next 7.5 years. The new meters will report consumption data to utility companies about once an hour, giving the provider and the homeowner deeper insight into their electricity usage.
When we have our old meter and our old readings, it's like having a car and you only have an odometer. I only know how many miles I've driven, but I don't know how I got there.
Michelle Sando is Vice President of Customer Care at Duquesne Light. She says the new meters will give homeowners a sort of speedometer, too.
The first thing we're going to do is take this information and create a usage graph. So a customer will be able to go to our web portal and see their unique individual usage on an hourly basis, right? So you can look at it day to day. You can look at it month to month. You can compare it from this month to last month or year to year and see how your own usage changes.
But the people who live on this cul-de-sac in Coriopolis won't be able to get that level of detail for at least several weeks, according to Brian Novicki, manager of advanced metering infrastructure deployment for Duquesne Light.
Approximately June 26, and that date is not hard yet, we're working towards that, is what we're going to call our network light up.
At that point, they'll start building what Novicki calls the mesh. The new meters will talk to each other as well as with the utility's communication infrastructure, creating a more redundant and reliable system.
It's a much more robust, much more intense system in the way of data gathering and communication. So it has multiple paths when it builds that mesh. So once we do that, that's why we have to leave it stabilized, the whole mesh build for the 60,000 meters that we're going to light up. Then we're going to start bringing in data phase by phase.
In total, Duquesne Light will install nearly 600,000 residential smart meters by the end of 2019. Commercial and industrial installation is expected to begin next year with a target completion date of 2020. It's a huge expense for utility companies. They not only have to install the meters, but also put the communications infrastructure in place, create and maintain the user interface, and manage massive amounts of data. That cost will be passed on to customers over time in the form of slightly higher electric bills, money that customers could, in theory, make back by using the data from the meters to help lower their energy consumption. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.